Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Tuesday, March 28th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today we're going to be reading again from Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. And it reads, Jesus looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the offering box, and he saw a poor widow put in 2 small copper coins. And he said, Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them. For they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. And we looked yesterday at the widow and her faithful offering, which is the main theme of this story. But I believe there's more we can learn from here. So, again, the main point was the widow. However, I think we can also learn from the rich. Mark's gospel tells this story as well, and there in Mark chapter 12, verse 41, it says, And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums. And what I think is important here is that these rich aren't condemned by Jesus. I think when we read stories like these, we have a tendency to naturally read into it good versus bad. So in this respect, we would say, well, the poor widow is good and godly because her faith was showcased by Jesus. Therefore, the rich are bad because Jesus used them to point out how faithful the widow was. And I don't believe that is the case here. I believe the rich were showcasing their faith. And that's why Jesus doesn't condemn them. And in that case, we should neither. These rich folks were doing what they were supposed to be doing. They were making their offerings, and apparently not skimping on what they gave. So in this story, I see this as a good and better scenario, rather than a good versus bad scenario. Both the rich and the poor widow, were doing what they should have been doing. Just that the widow was giving a greater sum based on her poverty. So I think a good lesson here is not to tell the rich that they need to give everything they own just like the poor widow. No. I think we should highlight that those who have more should give more, as they were doing in this story, and that God is who we should go to when times are good, but also and especially when times are bad. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, Paul says, The point is this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And I think this fits with the rich in this story. We have no indication they were under compulsion, and so it should be with the rich in our day, even if that's you. I mean, being rich isn't a sin. Being greedy is. So be generous. Give generously and give joyfully. As Paul tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 18, be generous and ready to share. God has blessed you, so bless others.
Yeah, I think it's important that you pointed out that the rich are not in sin for being rich and giving out of their abundance. Jesus did say it's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven than for a camel to go through the eye of a needle in Matthew 19, verse 24. But it's those who put their trust in riches that are difficult to persuade to follow Jesus. But God is the one who supplies the rich with their wealth, and he's the one to give glory to when they give of their abundance. Being a cheerful giver is what God looks for. They are giving for the sake of others, and that is good and should cause us to praise God.
Absolutely. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 30, verse 11. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness.
Our proverb of the day comes from chapter 28, verse 4. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law strive against them.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save big money.